Jesus, it talks about Jesus going up into the Mount of Olives. And he did so early in the morning, and he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down, and he taught them. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought to him a woman who had been taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, "Master, this woman was taken, she should be stoned, but what say you?" Trying to trick him. Let's see what you have to say, because the letter of the law says to stone her. And so, I love this part. Jesus stooped down, and with his finger, he began to write on the ground as though he hadn't heard them. And, you know, there's been a lot of thoughts. What could he have been doing? Well, maybe he was just doodling because he wanted them to think about what they were asking him, to look inside themselves in wisdom. And, you know, intuitively, we always know on some level, maybe deep, maybe a deep mental level, maybe we're carrying it in our storage bin, in our subconscious, but on some level, we know the answer to what we ask before we even ask it. So they continued asking him, and he stood up and he said to them, "He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her." Sin for us is missing the mark. As Charles Fillmore said, "Okay, you've done it. Don't hold on to it. Don't dwell on it. Don't let it become your story. Let it go. Ask forgiveness. Center yourself in love and in spirit." And when Jesus stood back, after he had wrote on the, well, he stooped down and wrote on the ground again. And when he stood back up, all of the people had left. Now, this is what I like, because it says the elders. Now, if we take this within us, there may have been some things we have done in our lives that are no longer supporting our spiritual growth. And the elders that left, those are those old thoughts that you may be clinging to. You might be holding on to all sorts of things from the past. And Jesus said, and they fell aside one by one. When we turn within to our Christ nature, when we let ourselves, allow ourselves, give ourselves permission to be forgiven, not by some outside entity, by that in us that would condemn us, that would judge us. When we give ourselves permission to let go of all that and center ourselves in the love of God, we unfold. The chains break, and they drop to the ground, and those thoughts begin to fall off one by one by one. And that's why we do our prayer work, isn't it? That's why we do our meditations. That's why we knock on the doors to our hearts And we ask if there's anything that needs cleansing, Holy Spirit, bring them to the surface so I can let them go. God forgives us no matter what, because God is unchanging. God loves us with an everlasting love. I like this because in us there are those accusers, the Pharisees and the scribes in our lives, those that live to that part of us that wants to go with the letter of the law. Well, the book, you know, I have friends and they'll say, well, the book says this. The book also says, love one another as I have loved you. You know, I like, too, the part where Jesus tells the lady, go and sin no more. Once you release all that, you change your way of thinking. You begin to make the mark instead of missing the mark. And you begin to feel that you are the love that God is, that unconditional love. Charles Fillmore wrote also in that same, in the book Prosperity, thoughts that most frequently work ill for you are the thoughts of criticism and condemnation. You know, we feel, when we release all that, we can open ourselves to all the love, all the attributes that God is. But you crowd the field when you hold on and harbor thoughts that are no longer supportive of your spiritual growth. So when you turn within, when you go to your altar within your heart, just think these words, neither do I condemn thee. If God is not holding the grudge against you, who are you to hold it against yourself? You're a child of the Most High. I want to tell you one more parable because I love this one too. And this is one of the modern day parables. It's about a nun who claimed she had a vision of the Christ. And the bishop said, sister, did you talk to him? And she said, yes, I did. And he said, okay, then, if you have another vision, ask them this question. Ask them, what was the bishop's greatest sin before he became a bishop? And the bishop knew that only he and God knew this because he had confessed. And so she went about, and then a couple weeks later, she came to him, and he said, okay, sister, did you see our Lord again? And she said, yes, I did. And what did he say about me? And she smiled and she said, the Lord said, I don't remember anymore. So if they're not taking note and holding it against you, why would you hold it against yourself? God's desire for us is all good. And when we let go of all some of this stuff that circles around and some of this stuff, have you known people that say, well, I've been mad at Sally for 2 years? holding on, but we know to let go. God, as divine energy, is moving throughout all and does not hold things against us. We do that in our minds. That's why we feel so down sometimes, because we have not forgiven ourselves. The thing is, like he told the woman, go and sin. Go and don't do that again. Find yourself a new path, a path of love and empathy, a path of oneness, a path of wisdom, and taking time to get to know who you truly are. We are individualized expressions of God, but we all live and move and have our being in the one presence and in the one power. And I like this. In verse 12, the same passages are read. It reads, Jesus Christ said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. If you don't believe that today, take some time in prayer. Take some time in meditation. Open your heart and listen. And I guarantee you, you'll begin to believe it. You are loved. You are loved. Let's take some time in the quiet to feel that love. Just take a deep breath in this moment and release it. And let's prepare for meditation by affirming the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And let's just either close your eyes or focus on something in the room, but let's take a moment and feel that spirit within us, the flow of your blood, the flow of the air within your being. We take nothing for granted. We're here because God wants to express to, through us, wants us to be the hands and the feet on this earth plane, wants us to minister to each other in love and in peace. So we breathe in, and we breathe out, and we make this inward journey to connect with that energy that is ever moving within us. And we feel that power as we move from our heads down into our heart. And in our hearts, we center ourselves in the unconditional love of Spirit. And deep within, we know this one presence and this one power. And it surrender to the flow of that energy. And as we do so, we come to our inner chamber and we step over the threshold, and immediately we're enfolded in unconditional love. And it is in this love that we take a moment to rest and to trust in spirit. One presence, one power. We're claiming our truth this morning. One presence, one power. No matter what appearances occur in our lives, we know there is only one presence and guides us. And so, dear God, we are so grateful. We're grateful that we have come into the awareness of who you are and what you are in us. And so for this and all things, we just say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. Amen.